Viter in Shas, we are in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, picking up on Samach Gimel about, I don't know, 10 or 12 lines down or so. The next part of the Mishnah, HaMakabel Lov Be'eloha, HaOmer Lo Eliata. Someone accepts upon himself a God, or he says that you are my God. Amarav Nachman, Amarav Avarfu, Amarav Nach, Amarav, Kevin Shomer Lo Eliata. Why don't you say that you are my God, Chayev, he is going to be Chayev. Says the Gemara, Afagav de lo polcha. Right, now this is Rashi. Now this, even if he didn't serve it yet. Lamai. Now what exactly is he talking about? Chayev what? Iliktalev, he says he's going to be Chayev to be killed. So then, Masizani, that's our Mishnah. Mishnah says it straight up. What are you telling me here? Ela le carbon, it means it's going to be carbon. This is talking about if he did it unintentionally, there's going to be Chayev or carbon. Rashi says, im shagag. Afilu Rabbanan, this works even in the world of the Rabbanan. Rabbanan Lahaim, says Rashi. Oh, I'm sorry. Afilu Rabbanan, Bitamia. The Pli Rabbanan, Kreese, Stavi, Zavzain, but Megadif, Rabbi Akiva, the Amri, Megadif, Eno, Mevi, Carbon, the Be'in and Maisa. He says that it has to be some sort of action that occurs over here. So the Gemara wants to know, really want to say, even according to the Chachamim in that Mishnah in Croesus, who say that a Megadif is not going to be Chayev Achatas, Vatanya, Vilantin Abraisa, Eno Chayev. Unless there was some sort of action that happened over here, kigon zibuach, v'kitor, v'nisuch. Unless there's some sort of action that happened, v'ishtachava. From Rishchaker, Shaker says, man tana ishtachava. Who's the one who says you're going to be chayav for doing ishtachava, for bowing down? That is, they're going to be chayav chatas. Rabbi Akiva, that is. Rabbi Akiva. It says the megadev mechayav mishom ma'isa zuta, da'kima sfasav who. Maisa, right? He says, Megadif is already a little bit of an action. It's something from moving his lips. Hachanami kfifas komasa, just going in kofi, bowing your body a little bit. Have your maisa. Vahayta katani nu chayev ela al dover sheish, but maisa, lafuke your hura delo chayevela. It's coming to a scoot here. Hurim. So this is Rabbi Akiva, I'm a little bit of maisa. You don't actually need to have a full on action. Michal, that implies. The Rabbanan said, "Rabbi Meisah said, no, you do have a Meisah, therefore it doesn't work in the world of the Rabbanan." So if a person says to a god, to an idol, that you're my god, that's not really an action. Kikom Rav Nami le Rabbi Akiva Kamer. In a chinami, when is Rav saying this? He's saying this in the world when a person says, "You're my god." It's Michatos. That's working in the world of Rabbi Akiva. So in a chinami, you seem to be saying, and the Rabbanan also there says, "No, it's Rabbi Akiva." Le Rabbi Akiva, fakti gemar, but according to Rabbi Akiva, pshita obviously is going to be chayev chatos. Hayne megadif. That's the case of Megadif, right? He doesn't all just move his lips a little. He's going to be chayev somehow. It happened. You would have thought, "Atkan lo chayev Rabbi Akiva or carbon non carbon." Rabbi Akiva is not going to. A carbon elab megadif, only with the case of a megadif, right? Rashi's mevarach is Hashem when you curse Hashem. Tiksiv bekares, because it has a lashon of kares brought in over there. We did it amazing. Avalach, but in case someone says you are my God, the looks of bekares, there's no kares is written by it. Say imelo, say he's not going to be chayev to do such a thing when he does it unintentionally, right? When he does it b'shogeg, kamash melon. The first coming tell you, no, you are the itzkush because the iskushe iskush. Because when you say you're my God, it's compared to another thing which is found. Bevorazor, there is echata. Says Rashi, Eliata bezvicha dechsev veishtachavu iskushe iskush Eliata bezvicha dechsev veishtachavu lo veyizbechu lo veyomer Eli Elohecha Yisrael. The chsev, as the pasuk says. And they bowed down to it, to the Egel Azov, and they shucked it out. And they said, Eloh Elchi Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yochan, El Mali Vav She Be He'elucha, if not for the letter Vav, that's on Elucha, and it's Chayv Risha'ehem, She'eso Kloya, then those who would do evil to Bnei Yisrael would have been destroyed. And that's talking about the Bnei Yisrael themselves. Right, this is talking about the pasuk Eilei Elohecha Yisrael Asher He'elucha Meretz Yisrael that brought you up from Mitzrayim. Now, this word over here, He'elucha, is Lashon Rabim of He'elcha. So, even when they did the Egel Azav, they were showing that it wasn't only the Egel Azav, but they also said plural, so it's also including HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yeah, that's a bad idea to go and to do that anyway. Yeah. But it's better than if they would have ignored Hashem. So, not for that vava there, Whoa, that would have been, that could have been, would have been the end. Kitanai, actually, this is Machlokes Tanai. Machem, Omri, Mother, Seil, Molly, Vav, Shabbat, Lucha, Nitzchai, Vishem, Shiso, Kaloya, Amalab, Vishem, and Bayuchai, Valo, Kola, Meshatev, Shem, Shamayim, and Dover, Acher, Nekar, Minolim. This is someone who goes ahead and they pair up, and they're Meshatev, they join forces with the Gosboch and something else, gets ripped up, or uprooted from the world, Sanemar, Bilti, La, Hashem, Lavado. Only to Hashem alone. Ella ma tamid lomer asher lucha. What does it mean? What is it what's saying? Who brought you up in the plural? Sheivu elohos harbe, because they desired many gods. Right? It says after lusachem kibul aleim, they took upon themselves multiple gods outside of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Says next part of the Mishnah. V'alamegadev. You go and you embrace it, you hug it, you kiss it, you sweep in front of it, you sprinkle water on it. Then you're over in Isser. You're right that you're not allowed to go and do these type of stuff. And if one goes in and makes a neder in the name of this god, or he makes a shavua, then he's over a mitzvah lo sase. Kiyosar avdimia, almer rebbe lozar, al kulam loka. You get malchus on all of them. Chutz me'anod rishol, someone who takes a neder in its name of Mekayim Mishmo, who swears by using its name. Ma'ishtal anod rishol Mekayim Mishmo. The low lucky, why don't they get malchus? Mishum da havi lay lav shem b'maisa. It's a lav that there was no action involved. Haninami, but I mean the other things that are brought over here. Lav shem b'chlalosu. It's a general iser. All the things we said over there, like hugging it and kissing it, etc., are answered by one pasuk. Rashi says the kulu mishtai b'chad kra, all of them are learned from one pasuk. Ve'in lochan al lav shebeklalos. We don't give malchus for a lav shebeklalos. Right, that is when you have a general iser that's going on. That one thing is including many things over here. We don't give malchus for such a thing. The Tanya. We learned in a braisa minayin la'ochel min abehima kodem she'teitzei nafsha. How do you know if somebody eats from an animal before it's shechted, but before it's actually totally dead, didn't die yet? Like some of Ferches is shaking. Shuba lo sasei over a lo sasei tam. Lo silch al adam. You can't eat over the blood. Davar acher, another pshat, lo sochlu al hadam. Lo sochlu basar v'dayin dam b'mizrak. Don't eat the meat of a carbon while its blood is still in the kli. Right, that it could gather up. In other words, before you go ahead and you sprinkle it. Rashi says, "V'dayin dam b'mizrak hakarbanos." We don't saw minayin shein mavrin ala ruge based in. How do you know that we don't give a meal of hasus havra when this person is killed by courts? We know that somebody who's in avelis does what's called a sus havra. Says Rashi. Shein mavarin mavrin esa avelim berchava kederach shemavrin esa avelim esuda bishona michel achem kederabin remoi katan zbar lechav zanim abeis tamen lomer lo suchol adam. You don't eat over the blood, right? Meaning over here, Rashi says ala nirtzach mustabra mukrin ala arugi beizen shenargan al onesh shlo yinagu behem kavod mishum kapara. Abikiva omer minayin where do we know the Sanhedrin shargus hanefesh? If they go and they kill somebody. They don't eat the entire day. You don't eat al adam when someone's being judged for his blood. Where do we know that asar, a warning for a ben sore umore? Carry on my wayward son. Or it's actually not carry on. It's actually finish my way. Kill him. Right. How do we know that? Where's asara, the warning? You should not eat over the blood. Right? What that means is, says Rashi, that the lo anash ella im kain hisir vehechan hisir lo sochal adam lo sochu achila shetehergeu aleha. Don't eat a meal that's going to bring about your death. And that is eating in a very, you know, gluttonous way, meat and wine, stealing from one's parents, and etc. Vermi Rabbi Avin Merchia, Vitema. Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana, Lakulam in Loka, all these things in Gamalkos, Mishum Dahavali Lav Shabaklalos, and that's what we said. So, since one doesn't get Malkus for a Lav Shabaklalos, all that was about to bring our original question over here, so it shows that if you hug or you kiss this idol, or anything like that, giving affection, you shouldn't get Malkus over there because it's Lav Shabaklalos. Ella, ki asa Ravin Amar Rav Elazar. He said the following: Al kol aneinu loke chutzman and loke b'shom v'kai mishmol. Those are omens you get malchus for. Ma'ishna anach the loke. What's pshat that the omens you don't get malchus? Tavli lav shemeklalus. Hani nami, but these ones also the vowing and the swearing in the name of false god is lav shem bo ma'isa neinu. It's a lav shem bo ma'isa, so you shouldn't get malchus. Says Gemara, who k'rabbi Yehuda? Goes k'rabbi Yehuda damar. Lav shem bo ma'isa. Look at love. You actually do get malchus for this. We saw. We're gonna see. It's a shaman. Maseches Makos. The time to the Bryce said, Lo sasiru mimenu aboker, do not leave over from it until the morning. And this is talking about a carbon Pesach. You're not leaving it over. And if it's left over, then it's got to be burnt. It brings an asay after the Lo sasay. Lo sasiru mimenu aboker. And then how does it end? By saying the asay. Vanoser, someone who goes ahead and you do leave it over until the morning. Mimenu adboker, but each to sofa you go and you have to burn it. Ba'al kasav gives an say after the lo sasay. Beep turn the base. I'm going to base. Lomer she'ain lokin alav. This is coming to tell you that you do not get malchus for it. It's telling you what you do. Rashi is damashno she'ze onsho she'lav she imusir sefeni bipater. That is the punishment. If you leave it over instead of malchus, you have to go ahead. You have to burn it. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Lomen Hashem Uzeh, this is not the reason that a person doesn't get Malchus for leaving over. Elam Yishum Dehavali Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Chol Lav Shein Bo Maisa Ain Lokan Alav. By leaving it, you're not doing anything. It's the opposite one. You don't get Malchus. The Chad Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lokan Alav. That implies, Rabbi Yehuda says, that you do get Malchus for it. Bam! So Rabbi Yehuda, next part of Mishnah. And Dodeh B'Shom Mekayim B'Shom Rezeh B'Lo Saseh. If someone vows in the name of an Avodah Zarah, swears in its name, then he's over at Lo Saseh. Handodeh B'Shom Mekayim B'Shom. And where do we know? There's this Eser D'Tanya. V'Shem Elohim Achirim Lo Saskiro. The name of other gods you shall not mention. Meaning, Shalom Yomer Adam Al-Chavero. Shmor li B'Sad Avodah Zarah Plotis. Wait for me next to this Avodah Zarah. Says Rashi, Hamtein, Shmorli, like, wait for me. I don't know, I didn't check, but maybe this is the makor for, you're not allowed to say, I'll meet you by the church, or something like that. Lo yishama alpicha, the pasuk says also, nor shall it be heard through you, meaning shall yidu b'shmo, don't make a vow in its name, lo yikai b'shmo, not swear in its name, lo yigum alachem shidu b'shmo, yikai b'shmo, don't cause anyone else to do that, dover acher, lo yishama alpicha, nor shall it be heard through you, asari lemesis l'madiach, this is an iser, of being an instigator, or a madiach, is some part of a ear, ear hanidachas. Mesis b'edik sivbe, the one says, huh? It's written explicitly. V'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiron, and all of Israel will hear and fear, and they will not do again like this terrible thing. V'yatar mikirbecha. V'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiron. Lo yisif alasos kazar hara. Alasos mikirbecha. And this pasuk is the end of someone who's a mesis, but it says that he's killed by getting malchus, and everyone should go in here and see this idea, which is straight up about being mesis someone to go and do a vazara. Ella azara lemediach. This is for a mediach, for somebody who gets influenced. Okay. Velo yigram lachem she yidru b'shmo v'she yikayim b'shmo. Don't cause someone else to go out to make a nether in his name, or to go out to be mekayim, to swear in its name. Messiahle Lavua de Shmuel, this backs up the din of Avua de Shmuel. Damar Avua de Shmuel, Shmuel's father said, also Shasa should for some over the Khabim. It's also for a person to have a partnership with a guy. Shami Chay Mishaival Shvuah. This is serious business, and it's actually brought down. If you take a look over here, this gimel. We got ourselves Halachalamaisa. So an Indian to look into. So Mekufnun Vav in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph, I in other places as well. But it's also to have a partnership with a guy. Shami Yitzchayv L'Shu, he's going to have to do a swear, because they have some sort of argument of sorts. And he's going to have to make a shvuah. Vinish Pavodas Kocham Shalom, he's going to swear by his Avodah Zarah. Atar Omer, Lo Yisham Alpicha, the Torah says, now nor shall it be heard through you, meaning you don't cause someone else to go and do this. You don't cause the guy to do it. Story time. Kiyasa Ula Bar Bas B'Kal Nevo. When Ula came, he slept by a place called Kal Nevo. Right? And Rashi says, Lan Ba'Oseir V'Hinikris Al Shem Avos Kuchavim Sheba. that was actually its Avodah Zarah also, and it's called by then that was a town. Amale Rav Rav said, Levhecha Basmar, where did you sleep? Where were you for the night? Amale, Bakalnava. I said, in Kalnava. Amale said to him, Vaksiv, Hashem Elohim Achirim, Losaskiru, you don't mean the name of other gods. That's the name of the Zarah. So Amale, Hachim Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kolavan is Kachat Maksuba Torah, Matal Haskishma. Any of the Zarah, it's written in the Torah, Kadoisha. It's what to say its name. I vahichik siva. Where is Kalnava written in the Torah? The Siv Kara Baal Kores Nevo. How does that work? Kalnevo. Kara Baal Kores Nevo. That is Kara Baal. Baal bends down. And Kores Nevo. Nevo splashes. Viloksiva lo, and if it's not written, then you're not going to go and mention it, right? This that pasuk was a pasuk in Yeshaya. Not masiv mishar shiyo. Yeah, yeah. We have a mishnah in Zavim ra'achas meruba kishalosh. If a man saw an emission that's as long as three emissions, shehi can be gadyon l'shilo, which is as long as the time it takes to go from gadyon to shilo, which is shein shtei tefilos u'shnei sipugin, which is the time that's necessary for two immersions and two dryings. Hare ze zav gamor. This person is a complete and total zav. The name Gadyon does not come up in the psukim, but nonetheless, the Mishnah actually says it. Ravina gad nami michtav siv. No, it is written. Dechsev ha'orechim legad sholchan. It says, who set a table for God. Pasuk in Yeshaya again. Amar of Nachman, call Litzanusa Sira, mockery is Aser. Chutzman, the Tzanusa Vodaz Kacham, the Shari, except for making fun of Vodazari. The Pasuk says, Kara Baal Kareis Nevo, Baal squats Nevo splashes. Karsu Karu Yachtav Loyuklu Malit Masa. To get the splash and squat, they cannot deliver the burden. What does it mean? It squats. It means it goes to use the bathroom. It comes out and it splashes all over the place. So they're making fun of it. Making fun of a Lazar. And this is someone who's not able to hold himself back from his stomach problems. Uksiv, Dibru le'eglos beis oven, yagru shchan shomron. Pukhtin Oshea, that speak because of the calves of beith even, beis oven. The inhabitants of Shomron will be afraid. Ki ava love amo umura u kemarav alav yagilo. Its nation will mourn over it, but its priests will rejoice over it. Al kavodo ki galu imena, for its glory that it departed from it. Al tikri kavodo ela kavedo. Don't mean it's called its glory, but as it's kavedo, its burden. I'm going to be like, my sin, what do you mean when it says in the pasuk in Hosea? Viatoyo sifalachto, now they sin even more. Oh, baby. Now she says, the pasuk is, V'ato Yosef v'lachto v'yasu lehem masecha mikaspa ksuna kisvunan atzabim masecha roshem kulo lehem heim omrim zovchi adam agalim yishakun. Wow. V'ato Yosef v'lachto, now they sin even more. This is Yehu is a Melech Yisrael, and the Yidden were doing averus even more than they did in the days of Yeravim and Achav. So what did they do? They made themselves molten figures of their silver, the shapes of avodah zarah and idols. What is the meaning of in the shapes of idols? Malamed is telling us, every single one of them made an image of their god. And he put in his pocket, in his purse, wallet. Whenever he would be reminded, he would take it out. Actually, he would take it out and hug it, he would kiss it. My zovche adam agalim yishakun. What does it mean when it says those who slaughter people will kiss the calves? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Devei Rabbi Ami Shahayu Mishar Se Avodas Kochav Nosnei Neim Bebali Mamun. Those that were serving Avodah Zarah would put their eyes on the property of wealthy people and they wanted to get it. Umar even as agalim, so they would starve the calves that people would go and they would worship. And Osin Dumus Atzab make images of the wealthy people. Mamidim Bitzar. And put them next to the calves where they would eat, so that when the calves would eat, they would recognize those faces over there. He would take them out and they would go to the wealthy people. Kevin Shiro, son, Ratzen Acharein, Umeshamshin, Umeshmishin Behen, when they would see that they would run out after the wealthy people and come to them, Rashi says to say, like, feed me, Lo, they would say to the rich people, this Avodazar wants you. You should come and you should be killed for it. And then he would have them killed, and then he would take all their stuff. It's pretty messed up. Those, the pasuk says, those who slaughter people kiss the calves. Agalim yishakun lizboch adam yibayilei. Right, when the pasuk says, those who slaughter people kiss calves, should have been written with the calves kiss to slaughter a person, right? That these ones who are taking care of the would tell them, the calf is kissing you, and because he wants you as a sacrifice, is implying that anyone who would be shechted, a person would subsequently kiss the calves. They say, you gave a great gift to the Avodah Zarah. You can come and now kiss it. Messed up. The Babylonians, they made sukkos benos. So mind you, what is that? The type of Avodah Zarah, what is it? Tarnagolos, it is a tarnagol. They were a chicken. That's what they used to call. They used to call in their Lashon. V'anche kus, asu as nergal. And the people of Kus made nargal. What's that? Tarnagol, also a chicken, a male one. The tarnagolos is a tarnagol. V'anche chamas, asu as ashima. They made ashima. Umayneo, what's that? Barcha karcha. It's Rashi says A's, which is a goat, but it was a goat that was bald goat. V'avim also nivchaz al tarbak. Pasuk says that the people from Av made nichvas and tartak. And what is that? Am I new? Kelev v'chamor, a dog and a donkey. Vasfarvim sarfim is b'neihem ba'ish adram melech v'ana melech elohei sfarvayim. The pasuk says, finish off, that they would burn their sons in the fire of these two things, the gods of this sfarvayim. Mind you, what is the Avodah Zarah? Haperd vasus, a mule and a horse. Adar melech. How do you see that's what it means? The Adar Le Lamari Bitiina. It honors its master by carrying something. Vana Melech, that would be a mule. Vana Melech, a horse, the Ani Le Lamari Bikarava, right? Through battle. It does what it needs in battle. Av Chizkiyahu, Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda, Bikish Aviv Lasos Lokain. Even Chizkiyah, his father wanted to do this. That was Achaz. He wanted to burn him for the Avodah Zarah, what was done over here. And Ella Shesachatu Imo Slam Hashem Salomandara, his mother, he what did he do? His mother, what did she do? She smeared him with the blood of Salamandara. She says, Chai Kitan, a small creature that comes out of a tamur, Sha'ish Ba'er is born, is burning, Sheva Shanim, Vasach Midama. Somebody goes into the Eina or Sholei Bo, it's not flammable. Uba Achaz Metsinu, Kasav Gamas Beno, Heavier Ba'ish, Velo Metsinu, Lo Ben Elochiskeo. This is that. And she ended up surviving from that situation. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.